Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
President Trump kicks off New York City's Veterans Day celebration with remarks at Madison Square Park. They have just concluded. Next up is a parade. Our Juliet Papa is there with a live report.
I would like to recognize some of the
And that's right, Larry. President Trump just left the podium here. He gave a scripted remarks here, but heartfelt and sincere in actually naming some individual veterans here from World War II who were in their 90s and spoke about their heroics and their service. One in the Battle of the Bulge who actually went to a Nazi concentration camp, the first one that was liberated. Another Battle of the Bulge granddaughter recipient here who was able to save many Jews from being shot when they refused to step out of line for the Nazis. He also honored those who saved and rescued people from the World Trade Center attacks on 9/11. The president did not actually go physically to present the wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial here. The Marines did that, and there were taps played and a gun salute. But the president did stand with his hand over his heart. Right now, the ceremony continues, and the parade will get underway. However, as the president spoke, you heard protesters with loud whistles and chanting. They're a couple blocks away, but they were many and they were loud. But the president here from this crowd got a standing ovation and salutes. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live from Madison Square Park.
The Riders Alliance and some elected officials gather at noon today to call on Governor Cuomo to call off his plan to hire 500 new cops to patrol the subways. They've seized upon an incident last Friday in which a woman selling churros without a license was arrested at the Broadway Junction subway station in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. City Councilman Rafael Espinal has his office right nearby.
She's an older woman who was causing no harm, but simply there selling churros so she can make a living, put food on the table, and pay her rent. We all know New York City is expensive. There's no reason why the NYPD should have taken the approach they took and potentially put this woman in further debt and further risk of being able to lose her livelihood here in our city.
Critics say the cops should have just asked her to leave. Transit Chief Edward Della Torre says officers have been responding to a number of recent complaints of violations at Broadway Junction, including unlicensed sale of food and other products. Police say this woman has been issued 10 summonses in the last 5 months for unlicensed vending at the same station. They say she refused to cooperate last Friday and was briefly handcuffed before being released. The whole thing was caught on video by a woman named Sophia Newman and then posted on social media. Newman will be at today's rally. The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow in a lawsuit attempting to block President Trump's order to end the DACA program, which protects so-called dreamers.
One of the main plaintiffs, Martin Batalla Vidal, was brought here from Mexico by his parents at age 7. DACA protects about 700,000 just like him.
It's overwhelmed because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the decision is going to be in favor or against us, but at the end of the day, we already won by having our case in the Supreme Court.
Wiping away tears, the 29-year-old nursing assistant says he's grateful to live the American dream.
Came in the shadows, and we're not going back to being undocumented. Like, there have to be some solution for us.
There are two questions before the Supreme Court. Whether federal judges can even review the decision to end DACA. If they can, whether the way the Trump administration has gone about winding down DACA is legal. I'm Julie Walker.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King has decided to call it a career, telling 1010 Winds he will not seek re-election in 2020. He said his decision comes after much discussion with his wife, Rosemary, and they decided that since they're both in good health, it's time to spend more time with their children and grandchildren. King says some of his proudest achievements were fighting for the victims of 9/11 and getting relief for victims of Hurricane Sandy.
Working with the families to make sure they got the aid they're entitled to. That continues right up to present day with the victims' compensation bill. We had to fight hard now. This has gone on for 18 years. We've gotten that done. Leading the fight to recover from Hurricane Sandy.
King is 75. He's currently in his 14th term in Congress. What's the value of a college degree? A new survey of Americans between the ages of 13 and 29 finds they believe college is a path to economic success, but more than 40% of them also say a high school diploma is enough to prepare future workers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.